أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين بالعلم والعمل الصالح حق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. With Islamic laws, we reach to issue number 485, point number 3, issue 485, point number 3. Still, we're talking with some issues about menstruated women. Okay. In such a case, the habit of the woman will be counted according to the days during which blood is seen. So that duration or the habit of time and duration are of two types. First type, a woman who sees blood in two consecutive months at a particular time and for a particular duration. Second one, a woman who sees blood in each of the two consecutive months, okay, at a particular time, and after three or more days she may be packed for one or more days and the blood is seen again. Number three, in such a case the habit, as connecting with the last lesson on Wednesday, in such a case, the habit of the woman will be counted according to the days during which blood is seen. According to the days during which blood is seen, not including the intervening days. So here we have this, in this case, that the woman has seen the blood, for example, for 3 days continuously, then the blood, it stops, maybe 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, then she sees the blood again. She sees again. The intervening days during which she remained packed. It is not, however, necessary that the intervening days during which she remains back should be identical in each month. Maybe month that she, I think we have example. Yes, we have example. Said is give us an example. For example, if in the first month blood is seen for 3 days, from the first to the third, okay, the first month, the lady or the woman, she sees that blood for 3 days from the first to third of the month, and then she remains packed for 3 days, whereas in the second month the blood comes for 3 days and then it stops coming for 3 days and is seen again for 3 days. You see, and the total number of during which the blood is seen is 6. Then this woman will be classified as having a fixed habit of 6 days. A fixed habit of 6 days. If the number of days during which blood is seen varies in the second month, okay, then she is one with fixed time but not fixed duration. So she has seen the blood for 3 days, okay, from the first to the third day, for each consecutive what, months, okay. But there is a difference with what, there is a difference in the yes, the pact between the two bloods, that she sees for 3 days blood for 3 days, then she stops seeing what, she stops seeing the blood. And after one or two days, she starts seeing the blood again. For that, in the other month, she also, or the next month, she also sees the blood from the first to the third. Then it stops maybe for 3 days, and also she sees again the blood for 3 days again. Now, she has this lady. She has the habit of what? Not of a duration, but of the time, because we have a woman who has a habit of time and duration, habit of duration only, or habit of time only. This lady is a habit of fixed time, but not fixed duration. Fixed time, but not fixed duration. Okay, thank you. Issue number 486. If a woman who has a fixed habit of time, fixed time, for example, she's in the first month, she sees the blood in the first, at the beginning of the month, and sometimes in the middle of the month, sometimes at the end of the month. So she has what? She is fixed time, but not fixed duration. If a woman who has a fixed habit of time, irrespective of whether she has a fixed habit of duration or not, sees the blood on time or a day or two earlier, that blood will be hayd. That blood will be hayd, even if it does not bear the signs of hayd. Even if that blood does not bear what? The signs of hayd. Since that she sees in her time, in its time, so that will be hayd, even if that blood won't having what? The attributes of hayd blood, but it will consider be as hayd. Therefore, she will act that then while we said that this is hayd, she will act according the rules applied to a ha'ev. She will work according to the rules applied to be ha'ev. It means that she will quit praying, okay, and not touching the script of the Quran, not staying in a masjid, not passing by the masjid, not putting something in the masjid or taking something out of the masjid, and not reading the four verses of Al-Azaim, of the Holy Quran, and so on. Yes, and if it transpires that it was not hayd, you see, and if it transpires that it wasn't hayd, for example, if she becomes pack before 3 days, then she should give qada. She should give qada. Why? Because the blood stops before 3 days. As we know that hayd should continue, at least continue for 3 days or more, till 10 days. If it stops before it complete 3 days, so that wasn't hayd. That wasn't hayd. Even if what? Even if the blood has the attributes of hayd, but it isn't continue for 3 days. So in this case, she has to what? She has to do qada. She should give qada for the acts of ibadat which she has left out. It means to qada the prayers. Issue number 487. If a woman having the habit of time, and duration sees. So this woman have the same habit of time and duration. Both of them are fixed. Okay? Sees the blood during all days of her fixed habit. Now, she, for example, her habit within 7 days. And she sees the blood all these 7 days, plus a few days before and after. Before, for example, maybe 2 days before earlier, or 1 day earlier and 2 days later on. So, few days before and after. And if the total number of days does not exceed 10, all of it is hayd. So, if she is with the habit of what? 7 days, okay? And she sees the blood, and she is the habit of duration and time. And she sees the blood before her habit with 1 day earlier. Then she sees the blood for 7 days, that 8 days, okay? Then she sees blood more than her habit with 2 days later on after. That will be all of it 10 days. So that 10 days will consider all of it as hayd. The 10 days will be hayd. And if it exceeds 10 days, now if the whole days, the number of the days that she sees the blood is what is exceeding 10 days, maybe 11 days, 12 days, 13 days that she is bleeding, then only the blood she's, no, Mr. Ali, yes, look for the hukum, then only the blood seen during the days of habit is hayd. Only the blood that the seven days, okay, that will be hayd, and the rest will be istihada. It means the early day and the extra days that will the total number more than 10 days. She will take only her 7 days of her habit, it is hayd, while the rest extra days will be what? Will be istihada. The rest days will be istihada. In this case, she has to redo qada, all the prayers with the istihada days, and to leave what? To leave the days of hayd, not redo qada, because the lady with hayd, she quit her ibadat from praying and not going to repeat the prayers. She will leave the prayers, but if she is fasting or Ramadan, she has to do qada for fasting. Yes. Okay. And she should give qada of the acts of worship which she did not perform during the days before and after her habit. You remember the early day that she sees the blood before her habit, and the extra days after her, after the 7 days. You know, this case, when the blood exceeds 10 days, this situation, when the blood exceeds 10 days, so the extra days of her normal habit, which was according to our example, it was 7 days. So the extra days, the first day earlier, and for example, the 4 days later on, all that will be what? All that will be not hayd. Only the 7 days will be hayd, and the rest will be istihada. And she has to do prayers in her istihada or to do qada. Okay. And if she sees blood on all the days of her habit, as well as a few days earlier. Okay? For example, she has 7 days from the first till 7th day, or for example, from 1 to 5, it is her habit, 5 days. From 1st to the 5th day of the month, she saw that blood. And as well as a few days earlier, maybe 2 days before her habit, before the 1st day of the month. And if the total number of the days does not exceed 10 days. For example, she sees blood for 2 or 3 days, maybe 2 days before what? Before the 1st of the month. So istihada is not something fixed. Absolutely yes. Definitely yes, Mr. Ali. Istihada is something not fixed like hayd. And istihada, even we cannot recognize it by the blood or by the time or by the duration. So we cannot make a fixed thing for istihada. Exactly. And if the total number of the days does not exceed 10 days, all of it is what? Hayd. All of it is what? Hayd. And if it exceeds 10 days, and if it exceeds 10 days, then blood seen during what? The days of habit will be hayd. But in case of the blood exceeds 10 days, if the blood exceeds, for example, her habit is 10 days, okay, or 9 days, and she sees the blood 2 days earlier, within 9 days, that will be 11 days. In this case, we'll ask her, how many days is your habit as usual? She would say, it is 9 days. Then we'll tell her that the next 3 days, the two earlier and the last day, will be what? Will be istihada. You have to redo qada. Blood seen during the days of habit will be hayd, even if it did not have the signs of hayd. Hatta lo hadha, even if that blood is not what? Is not having the signs of what? Is not having the signs of hayd. It doesn't matter. And the blood seen earlier will be classified as istihada, even if it had the signs of hayd. Even the blood which she has seen earlier, that will be what? That will be istihada, even if that blood has what? Has the attributes of what? Of hayd blood. So she will offer qada for the prayers left out during those earlier days. And if she sees blood during her days of fixed habit, plus a few days after her habit. Okay, she has a fixed habit. Okay, for example, she has habit with 5 days, but she doesn't know the time. And she sees the blood within 5 days. And if she sees the blood during her days of fixed habit, plus a few days after her habit, and if the total does not exceed 10 days, if the total does not exceed the days, all of that blood is hayd. All of it is hayd. But if it exceeds 10 days, if the bleeding continue for more than 10 days, then the blood seen during habitual days will be hayd, and the rest is istihada. The rest is istihada. So According to issue number 487, what we have, we can take in our consideration. First of all, the woman should know how many days is her haid, and if she has a duration or she has a time. Okay, then if she sees the blood earlier or after it, now she must count that these days, if it is 10 days or less. If it is all of the blood, it won't exceed 10 days. That blood, all of it, will be what? Will be haid. Will be haid. Even if there is 1 or 2 days, she is pak. All of that will be haid. But if the blood will exceed 10 days, now we'll tell her how many days is your haid. This is your period. You should quit praying, performing prayers, and the rest of the days it is istihada, and you have to do qada for these days. Now, within issue number 488, if a woman who has the fixed habit of time, she knows that her habit, it comes at the beginning of the month or in the middle of the month or at the end of the month, but she doesn't know. This is first of all the time and duration. And for example, her habit is 5 days, 7 days, 8 days, 6 days, 4 days, okay, 10 days. All right, if a woman who has the fixed habit of time and duration sees it on some days, she sees the blood on some days of her habit, and also a few days earlier, and if the total number of days does not exceed 10 days, all of it is haid. This lady, she has fixed time and duration of what? Of her habit. Okay? She has a habit of duration and time. Fixed duration and time. And now, for example, her habit comes at the beginning of the month, from the first to the fifth days. Okay? Now, she sees the blood earlier with 3 days continuously, with what? With the rest of her habit, and the total days are what? Are 8 days, not exceeding the 10 days. What we will tell her, what is the hukum, what is the verdict here? The verdict here is that the whole days are what? Are haidh days. The whole days are haidh days, and the whole blood is haidh blood, and she has to quit from her prayers and all her ibadat. And if the number of days exceeds 10, she will add the number of days within her habitual time to the earlier days, and complete her fixed duration. Now, if she has what? If the blood is what? Is exceeding with the earlier blood she sees. So the woman should know the type of her period to definitely, and that will be from the beginning. The first blood she sees, she will remember that for the first time, and she will wait the next month, the coming month, consequently, and to see in the same time, or time and the same number of the days, or only the same number of the days but different time, or the same time with different days, and so on. Exactly, exactly, exactly. Yes, Mr. Ali, as you said. And based on that, she can apply rules. Exactly. So those will be the days of Hayr, and the rest will be istihab. Again, yes. And if the number of days exceeds 10, she will add the number of days within her habitual time to the earlier days and complete her fixed duration. Those will be the days of Hayd, and the rest will be Istihadha. If those days exceeds what? Exceeds 10 days. If those exceeds 10 days. All right? Yes. Now, if you have any question, it's okay, you can ask. I'm going to read and explain the issues. If you have question, you just write. And if she sees blood, we have 1 minute. It's okay. And if she sees blood during some of her habitual days, plus some days later, and if the total number of days does not exceed 10, then all of it will be Hayr. All of it will be Hayr. Since that it's not exceed the 10 days, that will be what? That will be Hayr. And if the total exceed 10 days, then she will add the number of her habitual time to the later days so as to complete her fixed period of duration. Okay? These will then be the days of Hayr, and the rest will be classified as Istihadha. You see? Yes. Let me read the last three, the last four lines. And if the total exceeds 10 days, the total of bleeding blood will exceed what? 10 days. Then she will add the number of her habitual time to the later days, not to the earlier, to the later days, so as to complete her fixed period. Okay, of duration. These will then be the days of Hayr, and the rest will be classified as Istihadha, because it is more than, or it is exceeds 10 days. That's all today for Fiqh. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.